This is episode 2408 of the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and welcome back to our series we're exploring this week. The theme is feeling safe in the world. And in each episode this week, you have discovered a different way to feel safe. Also, you have been on a kindness quest this week. Every week, we focus on a challenge that you are encouraged to do every single day. So I wonder how your kindness quest is coming along. Reaching out to others to be kind to others and to be kind to yourself. In today's episode, you are going to be guided as you focus on what lights you up. What is your zest or your passion for life? In Japanese, they have a term for this. It's the concept called ikigai. It's your life purpose or your bliss. It's what gets you up out of bed every day. And when you lose that ikigai, you can begin to lose hope. You can begin to feel fearful. You can begin to feel isolated and closed in. And you may relate to this very well, especially these days, as we continue living during a pandemic. I've heard from many of you who shared with me that you feel more isolated than you ever have before in your life. I've also heard from others letting me know that you are experiencing opportunities like never before. So what does this mean if the world is going through a crisis such as a pandemic, and some people are thriving, yet some people are struggling? I want to share with you an article I found in the Washington Post that is called Three Ways to Help Yourself Feel Safe in an Insane World, and it's by Cynthia Kane. It was written in 2015, so that was before the pandemic, but she made some good points in the article, and one of the points has to do with the ability to accept uncertainty. So your comfort level with uncertainty as allowing you to embrace change or feeling fearful in the midst of change and uncertainty. And in the article, she mentions a quote by an American Buddhist nun, Pema Chodron, in her book, Living Beautifully. She says, "The discomfort associated with groundlessness, with the fundamental ambiguity of being human, comes from our attachment to wanting things to be a certain way." How about in regard to yourself? Is that how you're feeling these days? Do you feel stuck because things are not a certain way? Do you feel as though you have to put your life on hold? Or do you feel as though this opens up unusual opportunities for you that you might pursue? Chodron also wrote that her first Buddhist teacher said that rather than being disheartened by the ambiguity, the uncertainty of life, what if we accepted it and relaxed into it? What if we said, yes, this is the way it is. This is what it means to be human. And decided to sit down and enjoy the ride. How can you begin to open up to and make peace with uncertainty? That's what you'll be guided in as you meditate today. I invite you to settle yourself down and get ready to meditate. As you sit up straight and close your eyes, begin to consciously relax areas in your body where you may be holding on to tension. Can you open up to the experience of accepting that tension, knowing that it's there, but that you can still enjoy some stillness and peace? Now I invite you to reflect on the fears that you've been facing recently. What about these fears cause you to feel stuck or hopeless? As you name these emotions, notice how you feel and hold them within your body. Now, I invite you to relax into uncertainty, to allow your fears to exist and to make peace with them. Begin to notice where you may feel a little more peace or openness within your body. Inhale and exhale through your nose, remembering what you stand for, your zest and passion in life. Remember a time when you were excited about starting your day. What were you doing? What was it about this time that allowed you to feel so many possibilities? Recapture this essence, this part of you that is eternal. It's there. Draw it out as you meditate. Allow yourself to sit for as long as you feel comfortable doing so, knowing you are so worth slowing down for.